obviously. So I'm beginning to wonder if I wouldn't be better off just, you know, with inverted L's and stuff.
I thought you were using your pin and your finger as a ground plane.
Well, I tell you what, Paul, it's surprising how oversensitive some people get.
You were poking some very sensitive parts, Tony.
Well, that's all the thing, yeah. That's all the crack, isn't it? Eh? You've got to attack, like Churchill said, attack the weak underbelly.
Yeah, you obviously listened to what he said as well about why stand up when it can sit down and why sit down when it can lie down. Anyway, cheers all.
Cheers.
Likewise.
Tony, you're a bad bugger.
No.
I'm protecting myself, not him. Before I say something I'll regret. Well, I wouldn't regret it if he'd probably get my license taken off me. Cheers all.
We'd understand, Clive. We'd totally understand tonight, mate.
It's just what he does.
I wonder what his wife was in bed.
It's got nothing to do with you, and you ever mention my wife again, and I will come round and sort you out, and you think John's big, I'm 6'4" and built like a brick shit house, and I will come round and rip your head off and stick it up your backside. Good night, all.
Good God, all right. Have you heard anything like that?
Yeah, Brian, maybe you can advise him, mate. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cool it, Clive, cool it.
Stop rising, Clive. It's what he does. It's the only reason he comes on.
Yeah, well, somebody wants to stop him, and I'll happily do it. And I'm even had a drink. I mean, I will sort you out. If you want to get personal, mentioning my wife, etc., then, you know, by all means, I'll come round. I'll give a toss who your sons are. They better be bloody handy to stop me, mate.
You know where I fucking well live, you bastard.
Oh yeah, that's good, isn't it? Right. You're a disgrace.
You know what, have you a bit of a joke and a bit of a laugh and he comes out with that kind of thing. He didn't realise what was on about it from the other night, you know. It was all a bit of a laugh, you know, but he hasn't been listening, has he? He just comes on, he assumes everything black and white.
No, I expect a reasonable level of decency from people, and that's something you obviously haven't got.
For Christ's sake, the two of you, just wrap up.
And G4KD8 said that.
Too right there, Kent.
Paul?
Yes.
Another QSO, Rick?
Yeah.
That's Tony up there, Dollar.
Hope the old chap's okay, Kent. Tonight, Cliff, G4EQZ.
Hello, Keith. Yeah, I hoisted the aerial up a bit.